Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
Before the show starts, make sure you visit the Breakfast Store for all the sweet Breakfast merch, like the super comfy Breakfast t-shirts and the very dapper Breakfast coffee mugs. Go there now, breakfaststore.com.
People of Earth, if you can hear my voice, you've arrived at another episode of Breakfast with Brent Pope. I'm your host, Brent Pope, and I am absolutely excited today because it is the return of Carl Tart. The people demanded it, and I always have to give the people what they want. And it's an outstanding time to talk to Carl Tart because he's now starring on the hilarious comedy Grand Crew as Sherman, and we're going to talk all about that. He has also acted and written on a bunch of your favorite comedies like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Ghosted, Keen, and The Good Place. He's also a master fantasy football player, and we will learn all about how good he is at fantasy football. So I need a glass of Syrah and a glass of Cabernet Sauvignon. And let it breathe first, please, because we have Carl Tart today on Breakfast.
Pick it up!
Welcome to Breakfast with Brent Pope. Breakfast.
This young lady just smashed the lids on all these cakes in the bakery section.
That could go on a Hallmark card.
My guest today.
Oh, I'm going to need to hear all about that.
I didn't need any extra sausage.
He adds character to my crew.
Is a goat pit a real thing?
What? Welcome to Breakfast with Brent Pope.
Great place to hang out and good food, too.
I'm always playing blue-collar guys.
Breakfast.
Somebody screw through the pipe.
I wouldn't jump up and down until we stabilized the hydraulics.
I love a cruller. All my uncles got the gout. Jalapeno / cheddar waffles.
Who doesn't love that? It's breakfast time.
Breakfast.
The only show where bacon, pancakes, Hollywood. I'm your host, Brent Pope.
Carl Tart,
welcome back to the studio.
Listen, I am so happy to yes. be a repeat guest.
Yeah.
I heard that I'm in an elite class.
You are. You're in an elite class, and you're also in an elite class on Breakfast.
Yeah, I'm in an elite class on my own, you're saying?
Yep.
And then also an elite class on Breakfast. Yes, I'm happy to be back. Thank you for having me. The lights are just as bright as they were last time, and they're moving just as much as they were last time.
That's right. You got the weird strobe type lights in here, which some people, that's not good for them. But for us?
For us, it's great.
It's delightful.
My equilibrium is perfect.
Nice.
Elite class of equilibrium.
That's right. Like Jim Harbaugh, right?
Yeah, Jim
Harbaugh. Remember that? I'm not a big Jim Harbaugh fan. He's a coach of the Michigan Wolverines. But one of the best things I ever heard saw Jim Harbaugh do is at his introductory conference, he walks in and he trips over this cable on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then he recovers and he says, a lesser athlete would have gone down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, Carl Tart, let's talk a little bit about Grand Crew first, because it's a new show. I think people are really enjoying it. My wife, Tressa, told me to tell you Sherman, your character, is her favorite character on the show.
Oh, man, thank you so much.
And I have to say, he's my favorite character, too. And not just because I know you. He's kind of the underdog. He overperforms, is underexpected of. And I like characters like that.
Yeah, that's me. Underexpected of, overperforming.
I think that's you and I both. We both have that kind of chip on our shoulder, which is, at least for me, it drives me that I know that people, he doesn't think I can do it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do it. And then he's going to be like, oh, I can't believe you could do it. And then that's going to put another chip on my shoulder. Why didn't you think I could do it?
Exactly. Oh, yes. 100%. That is me. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I'm a Clipper fan.
Oh, I'm a Clipper fan, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
So we are the chip on our shoulder, too. And we're always going to have that chip on our shoulder because nobody's ever going to give us the respect that we deserve, even though we've been the better team in the city for the past, better part of a decade.
For a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so let's go back to Grand Crew.
Yes. Oh, you don't want to talk about the Clippers?
Well, we could. it makes me a little sad right now. They're not as good as I want them to be this season. Grand Crew is about a group of friends, black friends, who hang out at a wine. I think they decide that instead of hanging out at their old place for various reasons, they're going to hang out at this wine bar.
Yeah.
How did you get involved in this project, I guess, first of all?
I had to audition. I don't want people to think that. I do have, my friend did create the show.
My
buddy Phil Jackson did create the show. The show is based off of our real life friend group who does hang out at a wine bar in Hollywood. I'm not going to say the name. They don't like when I say the name. I like that place. We love that place. We go there quite a bit. Probably be there tonight, honestly.
Okay.
And we go there to kick it and drink wine. And that place, the opening scene in the final scene in the pilot, where we're like, why are we not at our regular place? That's something that I really said. That came from real life. Mm-hmm. When Phil first told us to come there and meet him there, hey, I'm at this wine spot. And we're like, okay, cool. We'll go to the wine bar, but I'm still going to drink my Crown and Coke. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm still going to get my, and they're like, oh, we only do beer and wine. I'm like, beer and wine? I don't want no beer. That's empty calories. And then, and then I was like, okay, something else has to, you know, something's got to give. And it was like, oh, try some wine. I was like, I don't want no wine. I'm going to spend all this money. That wine is expensive. Wine is like $14, $15 a glass. And you don't get drunk. And you still have a hangover the next day. So, like, you know, you finish off a bottle of wine, you done paid $100. You're fine to drive. At least me, at least. I'm a big dude. Also, I'm not promoting drunk driving.
Don't do that. No, don't drive drunk. Drive responsibly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, wine don't take me down like that. It would take a lot. Okay. Like, I'm just a big dude. So we started going there, and then we like kind of fell in love with the place, and it became like a regular spot for us. It was like all the people who work there are super cool, and they've always treated us really dope. It was also like the juxtaposition of like a group of black friends hanging out at a wine bar that people didn't really expect. So this is in a more liberal part of town. I would assume that most of the people who come in there are not like racist. You know what I mean?
Right.
But they definitely, it is something to see. Like when you're like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And so we've had, I met girls there. It's been cool. It's been like such a great place to kick it and hang out. And that's where we kind of got into our conversations, and we're all very similar dudes in where we represent black men who don't fall into every stereotype that people want to see or don't. And that's kind of what the show is based off of, you know, just us and our real friendships and what we talk about. And we're introspective and we are emotional and we are sensitive and everything. And we go there and discuss our life problems with our friends, just like anybody would. Mm-hmm. And this is not unique to just our friend group. I think people need to see this more from men friendships in general, that we still talk and talk about our feelings and stuff. I never been afraid to say that. There are some friends that I don't discuss that with.
Yeah.
But for the most part, we have found a group where we can discuss that. Hey, I'm feeling a little down over this situation, or this girl's got me feeling like this. We talk about that stuff as friends, and you know, you got your different friends. I got my, when I go to 24-hour fitness and I'm going to play basketball, my basketball friends, I'm probably not talking about that with them.
Right.
But with my wine drinking friends, yeah. I am talking about that, you know?
All right. If I guess the name of the wine bar in Hollywood, will you tell me if this is the right one?
Yes.
Chinos and Pinos.
No.
No? Okay. Why not?
No.
Syrah for Hollywood.
Nope.
Gosh, dang, that's only three I know. Yep, all right, I guess I can't get it. Yeah.
Syrah for Hollywood. That's funny.
Well, that does sound a lot like the show. I mean, that's crazy. Yeah. I love it when shows kind of can come out of real life, because then it's like, at least I'm imagining, mm-hmm. there's probably like 10 or 12 episodes like, oh, remember the time this happened? Let's just write around that incident.
There's a lot of time.
And a lot of truth comes out of it, because you don't have to make it up wholesale. And
yep.
When you went out, when you auditioned for Grand Crew, mm-hmm. did you go out for, look, is Sherman kind of based on you, or were you auditioning for different parts?
You know, Phil won't tell me if this character is based on me. Phil won't tell me. I did see some early breakdowns of the character, and I think it was inspired by me, but he won't tell me, he won't confirm nor deny that the character is inspired by me. And I did audition for other characters in the show, and it's the one that fit the most.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay. Well, I imagine that the description was dashing.
Dashing, prancing, vixen.
Yeah, debonair. Donner, Blitzen.
Yeah.
Very confusing description, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do with the sides.
They're like, who should go out for this? Carl Tart?
Or a reindeer.
Or a reindeer, yeah. And then the reindeer were terrible at the talking part of the show. Yeah. Good at pratfalls.
Yeah.
Better than you at pratfalls.
Great at pooping on the floor. But
wait, did they out-poop you? They
out-pooped me. I wasn't regular that day.
All right, man. Well, I'm a little disappointed, I'll be honest with you, Carl Tart, that you got out-pooped by a reindeer. You know, there are a couple other people I know on the show. Echo Kellum, I know very, very little, but I've been around. He was kind of an IO UCB guy that I'd mm-hmm. seen around a lot. Gracie Mercedes, we talked about Top Story a lot, which you did that show a few times.
Yeah,
you guested on it.
Yeah.
Artemis, Philip Wilburn, a lot of people on the show, mm-hmm. Tommy Bechtold, were all like Top Story people. Mm-hmm. Gracie was part of the cast kind of as I was kind of leaving the show. I think she was coming on. Very talented. Beautiful, talented. I mean, what doesn't she have? Mm-hmm. So happy for her because she's such a nice person.
She's the best.
It's interesting because you can go a long time in Hollywood and have all your, be an actor and be in a lot of shows and have a lot of friends, and none of them are a series regular, right? And all of a sudden, in one fell swoop, there's like three people that I kind of know. all three of Sirius records. That's crazy. It's like, it's almost mind-blowing to me. And also very inspiring that it's like, okay, well, like, who knows? That could be me. Maybe one of my friends will come up with an idea and I'll have something that I can contribute. I don't know. It's got to be a different thing for you now because you've done a lot of TV shows. You've done a lot of writing. You've acted on a lot of shows, guest stars, co-stars, maybe a little recurring here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Is it different though? Because, okay, here, describe it this way. We were eating breakfast today at the Hungry Fox, which everyone knows I'm breakfast, one of my favorite places. And a bus drives by with your face on it.
Yeah.
I mean, that hasn't happened before on the show where somebody's having breakfast with, we were eating and a bus drove by with their face on it.
Yeah.
So how's that whole thing?
That's crazy. The buses really get me. So the billboards were really exciting the first couple days. And then I'll admit, I got a little embarrassed every time I passed one.
Why?
Especially if I was like in the car with somebody and they'd be like, oh, you took this route on purpose. They go, no, I didn't.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
I promise.
Yeah.
This is where we're going.
Like how when I'm doing the show and I always find a way to sing. Yeah. Man, that just came naturally to me. I say the word sing and it's like.
Natural. It was already there. It was already there. I didn't put it there. You didn't put your
voice
there.
That's funny. Okay.
God put your voice.
Have you ever driven by it? Look, maybe you had somebody in the car where you're like, oh, I know this guy doesn't think I'm anything. I'm a drive by my billboard. I'm like, oh, who is that? Is that that guy? Looks.
Yeah, it happened on a like a little date I went on recently. I didn't know that one was going to be there. It was a surprise to me too.
Yeah.
And I joked about it, and she thought I did that on purpose.
Really?
And yeah. And I was like, no, I didn't do it on purpose. I promise you, I didn't do it on purpose. I really didn't know that one was there.
You said, I didn't do it on purpose. I just can't avoid all these billboards of me. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Yeah. Not drive on streets?
But the buses to me are the craziest and most surreal because I spent so much of my life on the bus.
Yeah.
And I remember the days where I would be on these same buses, like seeing my face on a bus that passed by the stop by my mom's house.
Mm-hmm.
That I would get on was crazy to me. That was the biggest one that I was like, that one really got, you know, tugged at a heartstring because I used to be on that bus. I used to miss that bus. I remember when I was doing a show at Second City on Saturdays called Second City This Week, where we would have to rehearse it at 8 a.m. on Saturday mornings, right? It would be the rehearsal because it was a show that they put together in a week. And so we rehearsed it and run the show a bunch of times and then do the show at night. And I didn't have a car. So I would have to get on. And on Saturdays, the buses run slower at that time of morning. So if I wanted to be on time, I would have to leave my house at like 6:20 in the morning on a Saturday morning.
Wow.
Leave my house at 6:20 to get to Hollywood 30 minutes before the building is open or anything. Or if I wanted to be a little late, I could take the 7:20 bus. That was the only two at that time. And then get to rehearsal 10 minutes late. And the director did not like that at all. And I would talk to him and say, hey, man, I'm only 10 minutes behind. I'm on the bus. I'm on the bus, man. Like, cut me some slack. Like, 20 minutes. This is a 4-hour rehearsal. So he did not like that very much. And I remember being on that bus. And so seeing my face on that side of that bus, like, that was different. That's the 212, the La Brea bus. And that was really cool. That was really cool.
Honestly, when I saw your face on the bus, I was just like, God, his head is ginormous.
Yeah. Got a big ass head. Got a big ass head.
Hey, you know, that's what Turtle used to say on Entourage. If you ever watch that show. The bigger the head, the bigger the talent.
Exactly.
Is that true, you think?
I don't know.
Think a lot of the big actors have giant heads. Does Leo have a giant head?
Leo got a pretty big head.
Yeah. Clooney? I'm not sure.
Clooney's head's regular.
It's regular.
I'll get him a fitted cap.
His eyebrows are fantastic, though. Yes. He's got those. Yeah. Anyway.
Bigger the brows.
Bigger the brows.
The bigger the
bigger
brows.
The browser.
When people go, yow.
Yeah, the bigger the browser search in your, I don't know. You know, one thing I like, and tell me if you agree with me, I feel like for some people it breaks a lot of, and you mentioned this a little bit, it breaks a lot of stereotypes that some people might have.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think this show is as far as like breaking some stereotypes?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the overall stereotype that I think is breaking is kind of what we were talking about earlier with how Black men interact with each other.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there are stereotypes that I fit, that I don't do certain things. I didn't get into therapy until very recently. And so I think that's the biggest part. The biggest thing is breaking the stereotype of how Black men interact with each other, how Black men are, and that they're no less Black than the other person.
Right.
Just because they may enjoy certain things or talk a certain way or act a certain way, you know what I mean?
You told me you loved The Simple Life with Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie.
I mean, everybody loves it.
Yeah.
We all watched that.
I did used to watch that show. Yeah. I'll be honest. I did used to watch that show. Yeah. Look, I'm loving the show. I'm waiting for a season 2. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
You know, I think we've got a few episodes left of Grand Crew. And then you know, we'll be all on the waiting to see. Because that's the thing. You know, you get a show. You wait a long time. You get on a show. And then you're like, okay, are we going to get another season?
Yeah.
You never know.
If we get a season 2, you're going to help me buy a house.
Oh, okay. I'm down. Yeah.
You and your wife.
That's right. Okay. What's been the most surprising thing that's happened to you on Grand Cru so far? Like anything interesting where you're like, I did not think this was going to happen.
I think getting recognized is pretty cool. And it's like last night I went to a hockey game in Anaheim. I went to Anaheim Mighty Ducks game. And they're not called the Mighty Ducks anymore. Just the Ducks now, I guess. But
but you can still call them the Mighty Ducks.
Yeah. I think Mighty Ducks is cooler than just Ducks.
I think so, too.
Yeah. But I got recognized at the game.
Really?
Not by anybody attending the game.
Okay.
Because I don't think that's the same crowd as who watches my show, but by people who are working there.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Like, I was one person saw me and was like, hey, I know you. Yeah, you're from that show.
Oh, that's good, man.
Like, that's cool. And we took a picture. And then as I was walking down the aisle, some women who worked in the food part were like, hi, we like you. Like,
that's great.
Yeah, that was really cool. So that part is really fun. I went and took a picture with them too. So people asking me to take my picture is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So right now you're in the mindset, look, and if you get like super, super famous, you'd be like, man, I don't want to take any more pictures. Or do you think you would be one of those people? Because, you know, I listen to certain other podcasts where like different actors give their perspective. And some of them like, I don't want to take pictures because then everybody expects a picture. Or they're like, I just don't want to say no to people that enjoy the stuff that I do. And it's no big deal for me.
It's not. You know what? I will say this. I can understand why certain people wouldn't want to. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that'll ever be me.
Yeah.
But I can understand why certain people wouldn't want to. And that's, you know what that's from? That's from the entitlement of like, not, you know, I speak on this quite a bit, but like sometimes the most vocal of podcast fans,
okay,
they can get a little entitled to your time. And maybe because they don't like really value you, like they, in their mind, they're listening to you in their head all day. They think you're their friend.
Exactly.
So
they think they already know you.
Yeah.
They know all your secrets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so they think that they're entitled to you engaging with them or doing that type of stuff with them. And so those are the people who I'm a little bit like I don't really respond to messages and DMs and stuff
right,
like that.
Yeah.
But like if somebody comes up to me in the wild and says, hey, I enjoy your work. Can I get a picture? Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
And we can all take, we can take pictures as long as I I got to go somewhere, I'd be like, all right, I can only do this many more.
Yeah. Well, look, it makes me happy to see you because, you know, you and I both know as actors, it can be really hard. It can be a lot of no's. Mm-hmm. It's great for one of my friends to have a giant yes and getting recognized. And then it's got to only lead to bigger things. And then, you know, selfishly, I'm like, well, maybe Carl Tartt will write something for me one day.
Yeah. I'm going to write something.
Do you know, like singing a man. Singing of overweight, Filipino, half Filipino. I mean, something just so specific. Yeah. Like, that grew up in the Midwest.
Nobody else, Nebraska, nobody else could do this part.
That's true. That'd probably be just me. Yeah, maybe one other person.
We'll give it to Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, no. Well, I respect ScarJo's, you know, I have to give like some statement. I respect her talent and... If it was the other way around, I would like the opportunity to play ScarJo type character.
We could use Brent, but ScarJo is available.
Yeah.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
This is Scott Campbell from the Stupid Things for Love podcast. I have a 7-year-old son, and the biggest mountain I climb every day is trying to put shoes on this child. And I'm so grateful to Skechers for making the only shoes my son will willingly put on by himself. Their slip-ons are amazing, and he doesn't have to deal with laces, he doesn't have to deal with anything. They come in the perfect color blue. Thank you, Skechers, the comfort technology company. And you can find Skechers everywhere. Skechers.com, a Skechers store, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Well, congrats on Grand Cru.
Thank you.
I'm loving it. And continued success. And also, you know, Sherman, he is a delightful character, and I hope you're enjoying playing him. It seems like you guys have a lot of fun on that set. That's what it seems like. It seems like it's a comedy. It's not like a half comedy, you know, like some shows are. It's just a comedy, and you can tell that people are having fun. And also, Nicole Byers, I mean, such a big fan of her.
Great.
She's so funny.
She's great.
All right, guys, I promise you, Carl Tart is a master fantasy football player. He's in my fantasy football league, and I have a trophy to present to him today.
Yes.
Let me hand this over to you right now, Carl.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Not to embarrass you for your riches or anything, but like, could you read what it says just so people, you know?
It says, the Dino. And it says, I have the fantasy football IQ of a newborn baby. And on the trophy is a naked baby staring at me laughing.
With its butt in the air,
too. With its butt in the air.
All right. So I wasn't joking. You are a good fantasy football player. I know this, but you had it was a weird football season, and you ended up in last place.
I ended up in last place this season. I lost the league, which is a league. I say I've been in this league 4 or 5 seasons now.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've never won the league, but I have gone.
You went to the finals.
I've gone to the playoffs. This is the first year I missed the playoffs.
I think you went to the semifinals 1 year and the finals 1 year.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this year I got struck by COVID, like the NFL, you know, just like the regular NFL. And also I just learned this morning that this is not a PPR league, and I like to draft receivers first.
Oh, there you go. So, which is points per reception, which does change the, you know, would encourage Carl Tart and everyone in the league to read the rules.
There's too many.
No, there's. But now you know. I'll remind you. But anyway, I hadn't seen you, so I had to give you that trophy. And then there is a rule in the league that anyone who has their own TV show has to somehow get the trophy on the TV show. Everyone in the league who has a TV show has done this.
We got to get it cleared by the network, by NBC Universal.
Possibly if we put some swaddling around the baby's butt so it's not a bare butt.
Yeah, yeah, because nudity is inappropriate.
That's right. Unless it's a baby. Maybe it's not inappropriate. I don't know how that works. Let us know, censors of of network television.
Yeah.
Anyway, congrats. That means you get the number one pick next year. So you have whoever you think is the best player. You get to pick
this.
That person.
Yeah. I remember. I'm coming for revenge next
That's
year.
That's right. Oh, and you would ask me, why is it called the Dino?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the short story is the guy that got last place in the league the first year, he quit the league, and so he didn't get to have the trophy. So I was like, okay, then I'm just going to name the trophy after you, so it's called that forever.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. That's really fun.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, we kind of, if you guys, if any of you have seen the show The League, which was that a Comedy Central show? I believe it was.
No, FX.
FX, okay. FX comedy with a lot of great comedians, Mark Duplass, Paul Scheer, Nick Kroll. I'm blanking on everyone
else.
Jason Manzoukas. Oh, as Rafi. Yeah. So good on that show. Oh, my goodness. But yeah, and randomly, I told you, I, like a couple weeks ago, was just walking in North Hollywood in a neighborhood. I parked somewhere and I was just walking and I ran right into Mark Duplass, who's like big actor, writer, all that stuff. Anyway, I thought it was kind of, I wish I would have had the trophy with me at the time and I could have showed him. And then he would be like, yeah, I've seen that 100 times, the loser trophy, like on ours. What's theirs called? The Dre on the league.
Was that Paul Scheer's character? Was it named after Paul Scheer?
Yeah. I believe it was the Dre. Or maybe that was what they named the winning trophy. Anyway, we took it way too seriously about the league and started our own league like the league on the TV show. And I think many people have done that. All right, Carl Tart. We had today breakfast at one of my favorite places. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll get your honest review. I know that's one thing I'm always going to get from Carl Tart is his unfiltered, honest review of someplace. The Hungry Fox, North Hollywood. It's been there, I believe, in different variations since the 50s.
Wow.
They have this jam that I really enjoy. There's a strawberry jam and apricot jam, and I think some kind of like apple butter that goes back to like, I think the 50s and 60s, same recipe. They're using it all the time. I believe there's a Thai family that owns it now because they have like a certain sausage there that's this Thai sausage that you can only get really there unless you make it yourself or you have it flown in from Thailand. What did you think of that Thai sausage, first of all?
The Thai sausage was pretty good. Yeah. I liked the flavors. It was definitely a new sensation, but also still classic breakfasty sausage.
Yeah, that one, I don't know what that spice is in there. I don't know what the name of it is, but it is something that you'll get in. I don't know if it was fennel, but it's fennel-like.
It's a seed. Yeah.
It's some kind of seed, and you're right, it is very fennel-like. And I think you'll get it in certain, it's somewhere to me between fennel and curry.
Yeah, yeah.
It's spicy, but not hot.
No, not hot, but spicy.
Yeah.
Good flavor. Certain things that are hot don't have flavor, but they have flavor.
Now, one thing I love at the Hungry Fox is whether they're intentional or unintentional, they have these things that just strike me funny. They all wear these shirts that say second best chicken and waffles. That makes me laugh so hard. You had the chicken and waffles. What's your review of the chicken and waffles?
All right, here's my review of the chicken and waffles.
Okay.
I know this is your spot, and I know they know you in there. Let me tell y'all. Let me tell you, they was walking past Brent, like, my face was on a bus outside, and he was like, yeah, whatever, dog.
Yeah.
Brent, And so, like, they know you in there. They know that they like, that's a place that you definitely frequent. So I'm going to give you my honest opinion. The waffle, solid. It rivals a waffle that I've had at, because my favorite restaurant in America is Waffle House.
Okay.
But that's also for a different reason. I'm not talking about how good the flavor is. Just like, it's food that sits in you. It's the food that you want at the time that you want to eat it.
Comfort food.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so also in my favorite restaurant in Los Angeles is Roscoe's, which is also comfort food for me. Now, when it comes to this waffle, it rivals a waffle that I had in New York one time at a Continental breakfast at an Aloft hotel. I think it was Aloft, but if it wasn't, sorry. It was a Continental breakfast at a hotel, and the waffle was so good. The crispy outside, but not crunchy. Mm-hmm. Crispy. Crispy outside, soft in the middle. The syrup, the way it absorbs the syrup is so good. And the butter, it's a great, every bite you take is a good bite. The waffle, solid. Chicken, fried too hard.
Okay, that is their thing. It's fried hard. And if you don't like it fried hard chicken, it's not going to be your thing.
But I like fried hard chicken.
Okay, just fried too hard.
They double batter. They do an egg wash batter. I could tell.
Okay.
And the crispiness of the crust, the skin, was a little bit too much.
Yeah.
And because I like the skin. Everybody does. I mean,
of course.
It's the worst part for you and the best part for you.
Yep.
So the chicken wasn't my favorite. And they also didn't have, they only had Tabasco. That was the only Louisiana hot sauce they had. And that's the only thing I like to eat fried chicken with is Louisiana hot sauce.
Okay, yeah.
So whether that be Red Rooster, Crystal, Texas Pete, I like it with that. Frank's Red Hot even. That's what I want my fried chicken with.
Okay.
They didn't have that. They actually brought me like a Thai chili sauce to go with the chicken.
Yeah, that wasn't hot sauce that they brought, did you?
No.
Yeah, that was different, yeah.
So I wasn't a fan of that. I had to ask for Tabasco. And I don't love Tabasco on chicken, but it'll do. Overall, the Thai sauce was really good. If we're giving it, what is the grading scale on your show?
1 to 5 Brents.
1 to 5 Brents. I'm giving it 3.99 Brents.
Okay, I think that's still solid.
Yeah,
I don't disagree with anything you said. I like my chicken fried a little hard, but you know what? It does have a lot of breading on the chicken.
Yeah,
I agree with that. And I do wish they had more hot sauce. I feel like I just want to bring in a Cadillac of hot sauces and be like, hey, just stock this from now on.
Yeah.
But the waffle, I mean, I could eat that waffle.
Great.
Yeah, I
wanted another one as soon as we left.
Yeah, my thing I usually get there, and I got this time was it's called the Super Waffle Combo, and it's basically like just some of my favorite foods: bacon and eggs. I get it over easy, bacon and eggs, hash browns, and a waffle. And I split it up between the syrup on one side and I'll put the jelly, some kind of jam on the other side, and that fulfills everything I need
in
the day.
I'm going to try it next time. I want to try this jam.
Well, let's go back. You know, I love, there's a lot of, and they have some good lunch foods there. They have like a nice open-faced turkey sandwich, if you like that, with the turkey with the gravy on it and all that stuff, you know. Anyway, it's Hungry Fox, one of my favorite places. I'm glad you enjoyed it. 3.99. I mean, I think I'd take that any day of the week, right? Yeah. Carl Tart is this man of discerning taste. You can't expect a 5.0 from Carl Tart.
Now, the chicken, because now here's the thing about fried hard wings that you can tell that they have when somebody says they got wings, no matter where I go, a sports bar, somewhere, I'm a big fan of dive bars, sports bar, things like that. Some of the best wings that I've had, and this pains me to say, but I have to admit it. Some of the best wings that are in Los Angeles are over at Ye Rustic Inn.
Great wings. Yeah, absolutely. Great wings.
And when you get them extra crispy, that's the fried hard that I like.
Maybe you can speak to this more than I can. Ye Rustic Inn.
Yeah.
I've had those wings, but most of the time when I've had those wings, I'm not in no position to like really
judge the
judge
the
wings. Yeah.
Yeah. So
but I think they're good.
You haven't gone there for the wings and enjoyed your beverages on the side?
Maybe. I feel like they were good. It's been a while since I've been there, though.
We got to go back.
Okay.
We got to go for like lunch.
All right. Yeah.
But we can still enjoy our beverages because we're men of a certain age.
It's like it's a thing like I was going out and I was going to have some beers and then now I'm kind of hungry now that I've had a lot of beers.
So no, I'm going to have some wings and now I'm kind of thirsty.
Opposite.
That's,
They
offer you extra crispy. And when you get them extra crispy, that is what I like in a chicken wing.
Okay.
The pieces that they offered me today, a leg, a thigh, and a breast.
Mm.
Brent, you enjoyed my breast.
Yep,
my
I did.
Breast this is.
Look, I'll be honest. This is a guilty pleasure. Carl Tart's breast.
Yeah. Brent enjoyed Carl Tart's breast. And
that's going to be gotta be the tagline for the show. Yeah. Brent enjoys Carl Tart's breast.
Yeah. I did not want the chicken breast. I was done at that point. I ate the thigh and I ate the leg, but I did not want the breast. Brent enjoyed Carl Tart's breast.
What? I didn't eat extra food that wasn't mine? That doesn't sound like me at all. You know what? If I'm going to nitpick too, I do wish there was an option where you get like, I'm going to get 2 thighs and a leg where you can pick them and then maybe it's like slightly different price.
Remember
who cares?
I asked. I said, can I pick the pieces? She said, no. No, you cannot.
I wonder if you
you paid extra, which we don't want to pay extra, but you know, I wonder if they would have given you
a 20.
Yeah.
I said, can I pick?
I got
piece?
A Susan B. Anthony dollar right here. Does that change your answer?
We did have some. I don't know if you had this in your notes, but we had a gentleman behind us who thought he was the funniest comedian.
Why?
On the planet.
I don't know why. This happened last time when we went to the pancake. Is it called the Pancake House?
Yes.
The exact same thing happened. Yeah. This has not happened in any other Brent. I feel like Carl Tart draws out. They're like, yeah. This guy's really funny. And then they immediately, I got to challenge this guy.
But that dude wasn't talking to me. So that's
I know.
Good.
But he sensed your essence of funniness, the funny pheromones, and was like, I sense a comedy alpha dog around here. I'm going to throw out all my A material, which was not A material.
Not even F material.
No, it was.
It was expelled material.
Yeah, it was R material. Rancid.
Yeah,
rancid.
It was not funny at all. The dude was being super dirty early in the morning.
And way too loud for a diner at...
He was enjoying his stage. He was like everybody in there. It was a diner. It's a Saturday morning. He was in there doing really dirty jokes, embarrassing jokes. He was embarrassing his girl.
Yeah.
He made a joke about her that I felt was pretty inappropriate.
Oof, I didn't hear it, but...
Yeah, I'm not going to repeat it on this podcast. This is a family show. But it was pretty gross and for 10:30 in the morning. Yeah, man. I'm like, hey, bro, like, we get it, my man. Like, the food's good.
Yeah.
He kept making jokes about how good the food was and what the food made him want to do. I'm like, my man, I don't silence nobody. But you got to understand, you know your audience, buddy. That's one of the main things of comedy. You want to be funny. His girl was laughing, but I could tell that she was super embarrassed.
But I think the thing is, the guys that will do that, they obviously don't get that they're doing that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
So it almost does us no good to think like, well, you should really know your audience. And it's like, he doesn't know any audience.
No.
Which is why he's doing that.
Yeah.
Probably if we'd been there like 20 more minutes, I'd have been like, hey, dude. Or I would have had to shut him down in some way. Let's make.
Yeah. You say, I want to turn around and see what this guy looks like. I was like, he looks exactly what you would think a guy who would be making these jokes looks like.
Okay. I actually didn't notice him on the way out. No.
So he had face tattoos, a few face tattoos. He had gauges, which are the big earrings.
Oh, okay.
He probably listened to this show. I'm sorry that we're describing you on the pod, my man. But you was doing the most in the restaurant, bro. You got to chill out.
When I set up the show, I put it like for parameters so that people are looking for certain things, will find the show. And the two of the biggest things, it's like breakfast, gauge earrings, and face tattoos. And then breakfast.
Yeah.
All those three things together equal breakfast. So probably...
And he's going to see the title where it says Hungry Foxy, but hey, I was just there.
I was like, why didn't they mention me? I was the star of that breakfast. Well, thanks for going to the Hungry Fox with me. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And we'll go back and get some different stuff. And we're going to go to the Ye Old Rustic Inn?
Ye Rustic.
Yeah, I always want to add an old in there for some reason with an E at the end of it. The Ye Olde Rustic Inn. Mm-hmm. We'll go back there too. Yeah, that's in not Hollywood, but...
East Hollywood, Los Feliz.
Los Feliz, yeah. Okay, cool. Well, thank you very much for going there. Well, guys, if you would like to get more Brentfast stuff, such as pics of Carl Tart and I enjoying our Brentfast from The Hungry Fox, go to my website, brentpope.com. You can listen to all the Brentfast episodes there. You can see clips from all my TV appearances in the official Brentfast store with a bunch of fun stuff. Shirts, mugs, stickers, masks, lightly used 50-pound weights from the personal gym of Carl Tart from Grand Cru. Only two left in stock. People of Earth, do yourself a favor by picking up something from the Brentfast store. And if you enjoy the show, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to Brentfast, and make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any new episodes. Brentfast is being enjoyed all over the United States and in 51 other countries. The latest one, Czechoslovakia. So everybody scoop up some goulash and celebrate that. And trust me, by Breakfast Burrito Brigade, we are just getting started. Special thanks to my brand spank me new editor, the one and only Jaime Despacito, for all the Brentfast slicing and dicing. Que sabor! Big ups also to my studio engineer, Marco Leon, for making me sound so good. Carl Tart, what's next for you, and where can we find you on social media?
You can follow me on Instagram at DammitCarl, DammitCarl, which Brent was not following up until like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Can't believe it.
Okay.
It's not 2 weeks ago.
No, okay. Let me tell you something that happens, and I'm not BSing you. I have a social media person that helps me with my Instagram sometimes, and sometimes she just unfollows a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And then I go look, and I'm like, why am I not following Carl Tart? And I have to go back and follow people.
It's for some reason people have been unfollowing and following. Like, there's a couple people who I was like, wait a second now. Over the pandemic, you know, when anxiety is going crazy, I had to hit up a couple friends, be like, hey man, we cool. And he's like, oh shit, I didn't know I wasn't following you. But yeah,
it happens all the time. Anyway, it's not intentional, anyway. Carl Tart. I enjoy you immensely in real life and on social media.
Follow me on Instagram at DammitCarl, and then also check out Grand Cru Tuesday nights. 8:30 p.m. on NBC, or you can check it out on Hulu or Peacock the next day. And also listen to my podcast that I host with my buddy Lamar Woods. It's called XOXO Gossip Kings. It's a Gossip Girl rewatch and first watch podcast. I've never watched Gossip Girl. And my buddy Lamar has watched it. And so we get on there and we give our thoughts on Gossip Girl. Our unadulterated, unfiltered thoughts from his mind and my mind. It's very fun. Check that out wherever you get your podcast. It's a HeadGum podcast.
Carl Tart, it's always a delight to have you in the studio. Congrats on all your successes,
thank
my friend,
and
many more to both of us.
Thank you. Yes.
And I look forward to you writing that half Filipino from Nebraska,
yes,
slightly overweight, kind of model good looks,
mm-hmm,
character whose initials are BP. I think that, yeah, might get me in the door.
Yeah, it could be BP based on the oil spill. And
how did you know my nickname? And the oil spill.
Oil spill. And ScarJo will play the character.
Nice. And with that, we put another Naked Baby Trophy worthy episode of Breakfast with Brent Pope in the old to-go bag. See ya.
Get y'all anything else?
Welcome to Breakfast with Brent Pope. I hope you saved room for dessert.
I'm almost full. Almost.
Who doesn't love dessert? You have earned this.
Breakfast.
Homemade pecan pie. I love it. Whatever happened to angel food cake? Any type of rhubarb pie. Rhubarb strawberry. Rhubarb peach. That's sour and sweet together. It's hard to beat. Who saved room for dessert? It's dessert breakfast.
I'll get that right to you.
I was going to ask you, since you do a show where you hang out in a wine bar, and you said it is kind of semi-biographical. Have you become a connoisseur of wine? And if so, you know, what are some things that you enjoy or don't enjoy, and what types of wines?
Okay. I can't consider myself a connoisseur, but I do know what I like, which I think is the closest thing to a person who is a wine drinker, but not like of the culture. Because wine culture, what I'm learning, what is, you know, a big thing is like huge now. Like,
yeah.
People, we have to do, I'll do press for publications all the time that are wine publications.
Oh, interesting.
You guys are really into this.
Oh, cool.
Y'all are really into,
okay,
this. And so for me, personally, I know what I like. I like a deep, dark red that is usually on the sweeter side.
Okay.
And usually on the more neutral side taste. Okay. I don't like it too sour.
Yeah.
I like it more like deeper, like a deeper taste where I can taste the alcohol in.
Right.
So it's stronger. So,
mm-hmm,
a lot more ABV. Usually those are Cab Sauvs, Cabernet, mm-hmm, Sauvignon, and a Syrah or a Grenache. Grenaches are really good, like South of France Grenache,
yeah,
that's just like sweet. Because I'm still new to wine drinking, like newer. Been doing it for about 6 years now.
Okay.
And 5-6 years. And yeah, wine is solid. A good, I know what I like now. I don't, it ain't just like when we were kids and we would get a big jug of Carlo Rossi.
Yeah, yeah.
Or something like that, you know, or a Franzia or a Two Buck Chuck.
I mean,
can still drink those.
Yeah.
Sometimes I remember, especially over the pandemic. Oh,
now,
man.
Now when you grow up in your area of the country where you were growing up, do they have like the Boone's Farm?
Yeah, that my mom used to drink Boone's Farm.
Boone's, that was, yeah, like, I think, well, tasted even cheaper than Two Buck Chuck.
Yeah.
And it probably was $2. Yeah.
My mom used to drink. Was Boone's Farm the wine coolers? She used to drink the wine coolers.
They had the whole bottles, too. Boone's, yeah, okay, Farm, there's Bartles and James.
Bartles and James. That's, yeah, not Boone's Farm. Bartles and James.
Yeah. Boone's Farm, they had like the strawberry something, and they have like a, oh, what's the Spanish wine called that they make with the fruit in it?
Sangria.
Sangria.
Yeah.
And neither one of them tastes like strawberry or sangria, but, yeah, you know, yeah, it was like cheap and wine and, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. My, cool, mom used to like the Bartles and James when I was a kid. I remember,
oh, nice,
her liking those. But yeah, no, wine is, I do like red more.
Okay.
Even if, oh, Zinfandels are always very, okay, good. And but I will drink a white wine, but I haven't been drinking them as much.
Yeah.
I am a part of a couple wine clubs where they send me bottles every month.
Okay.
And every 3 months or so. And so that's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, Marco.
Yeah.
I need like maybe like 7 more minutes with Carl. Can you go out and just stall my dude and tell him we're just running behind, or we had some kind of, you know, tell him that your equipment like broke down, your fault, not mine. No, but and we'll just keep going for,
okay,
but we're almost done. Yeah. All right. Thank you. He should be. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. We also talked about how you're, and by the way, before we move on, Syrah, if you ask me, and you can ask Tress if this is true, Syrah or Shiraz, which is like the Australian version of Syrah,
mm-hmm,
and Cab Sav, those are my Those are my two that I pick.
Yeah.
Did you say Grenache?
Grenache.
I'm not sure if that I'm a fan of Grenache or not. I don't like the, what is the one thing that they where they use this, all the stuff that's left over? Is it like grapple or something like that? There's something. There's a weird thing. Like if you go to some places, like and it's harsh.
Yeah.
It does not taste like wine.
Oh.
A lot more alcohol. You might want to try it one time. Whatever
that
thing's called.
Yeah, I want to try that.
Hot sauces. You mentioned some of the hot sauces. Mm-hmm. I feel like we have a similar palette of hot sauce and wine. And also, is there a place that sells hot sauce and wine? And if not, why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Sarai.
That could be your entrepreneurial endeavor when you like have too much money to spend. You're like, I need to open a business.
Yeah.
Hot sauce and...
hot sauce and wine. Yeah, I like hot sauces. I can do pretty well on the Scoville.
Before you say... I'm going to say what my favorites are so you won't think I'm copying you, okay?
Okay.
My favorites are like Crystal.
Yes.
Red Rooster.
Mm-hmm.
And at home, I always have Frank's.
Yeah.
Those are my three ones that I pick. There's a lot of other ones that are good. And of course, you know, LA, it's all about Cholula, Tapatio. I'm a Cholula person over Tapatio.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. So go ahead. I figure we're going to kind of be the same.
So
again.
When we say Red Rooster, now, if we on the same page,
yeah.
When we say Red Rooster, I need people to know. Because some people call Sriracha Red Rooster because
there's
a rooster on the front.
No,
I'm talking Louisiana
it's
Red Rooster.
It's actually called Red Rooster.
Yes. So I use different things for different things. I put Crystal on most things.
Yeah.
Crystal, Texas Pete, Red Rooster on most things, everything. I love to shake up some Crystal in a bag of Doritos.
Ooh.
Yeah, you got to try that.
Okay.
Very delicious. And on food, on most of my food, depending regionally, I put Crystal on it. So like even, I would say if I'm doing comfort food, like I normally make, that is definitely Crystal or Red Rooster, you know, the Louisiana style hot sauces. If I'm doing Italian.
Yeah.
Crystal.
Interesting. Yeah. What are you putting on Italian? What kind of Italian food?
Alfredo.
Okay.
Black Italian. Black Italian, you know. Shrimp Alfredo, chicken Alfredo, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And put Crystal on that. Pizza, you can go Crystal or Louisiana on pizza.
Okay.
But that's when I like to break out the Cholula.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Cholula Tapatio on that. Of course, when I make gringo tacos at the house, you know, ground beef and paste picante and shredded cheese and stuff, I put Crystal on that.
Okay.
That's good with the Crystal. And then when I do Asian foods, Sriracha or chili sauce, you know.
Now, when I'm doing something like this, like a Whole30 type diet, which you're trying to have like no added sugar, I believe one of the only ones that has no added sugar is Frank's,
mm-hmm.
which is a solid hot sauce too. Yeah. I think it's your typical, almost like your typical like buffalo wings type sauce, right? But yeah, I like all those, man. And I think it's maybe because, I don't know if it's from where you grew up,
mm-hmm.
but I like Tressa has family in Louisiana.
Yeah.
And so I had those there. And then when I was in the Navy, I learned all about hot sauces in the Navy, you know, which ones are trash, which ones people like. I'm not really a Tabasco sauce guy.
Tabasco is really good on like peppery, like vinegary stuff.
Yeah.
Like Tabasco on collard greens.
Okay,
great.
On certain things, but most things, I don't think Tabasco is my favorite.
No, Tabasco is not my favorite, but it definitely is always going to be the one that I choose when I need to choose it. So on some jambalaya, you don't beat Tabasco.
Ooh,
yeah, that's really good on it. Also, Crystal is Crystal and stuff is good on everything.
I think Crystal's good on everything.
Yeah,
yeah, it's really good. Well, there we go, hot sauce and wine advice, Carl Tart.
Yes.
Enjoy breakfast with Brent Pope? Help support it by buying some awesome swag like the comfy shirts and the beautiful coffee mugs. Go to breakfaststore.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.